Welcome to Vantage Point's Flashback, where we feature intriguing personalities and community achievements from the history of Southwest Manitoba. Thank you, Municipal Councils and Manitoba Heritage, for your support. Melitta Opera Houses. Yay, we're heading to the Opera House tonight. Such a wonderful space, full of music and laughter, suspense, magic and dance on the stage. Pardon me, you wouldn't know me, but my husband Robert Love is a well-known businessman here in Melitta. It was our dream to build a showcase for cultural activities, and now it's alive and well. It's 1913, and we have all sorts of entertainment coming to town. Traveling shows, local concerts, and the latest thing, moving pictures. Oh my! A film is transferred to a big white screen with a movie projector. We have never seen such a thing. Up until now, our small town had several smaller venues. The Bell and Cosgrove Hall was opened in 1891. The large stone sturgeon block had a hall in the second floor. And Mr. Brundritz Hall was over Cameron and Duncan's warehouse. And we had Stokes Hall. Now that was a busy place. Clearly, we've come through the hardship years of settlement. With all these venues for entertainment, the town of Melitta has become a bustling, culturally rich community, just the way I like it. If you don't mind, I'll take you back to some old posters and newspaper advertisements to give you an idea of the kinds of shows we've had in Melitta. In 1892, a circus of all things came to town. The same year, we had a lecture on astronomy. Considering the wonderful views we have of the sky, that was a great eye-opening event. A year later, the Fisk Jubilee Singers, known worldwide, stopped here as they traveled through the province. And in 1899, Professor Pull, a hypnotist and mind reader, performed in Stokes Hall to a full house. Interesting and so humorous. Later that year, the Aryan Swiss Bell Ringers performed with their bells, guitars, banjos, dancing and singing. A true spectacle. In the year 1900, we had a concert featuring Miss Edith Miller, Canada's greatest singer at the time. She was accompanied by the celebrated boy violinist, Master Fred Alderson of Winnipeg. The next year, the Stutz New York Theatre Company played for two nights, crowding the hall, and then later they crowded our homes as the performers stayed for both nights. My heart still flutters at the memory. Oh, and in 1902, a large crowd came to listen to Miss Pauline Johnson. She's half Mohawk and half British. Performs stories through poetry, dressed in a ball gown, and changes into buckskins and moccasins during the intermission. That would be one of my favorites. So charming and unsettling as well. Now in 1913, our new opera house surpasses them all. It has a large stage and a sloped floor. Robert has furnished it with opera chairs, enough for 400 people. It's amazing. Oh, I see Robert has the sleigh and horses ready. We're off to the Opera House to watch a delightful play about, ironically, living in the country. I wonder how a group of city slickers will pull that off. It seems we're never disappointed, though. Melitta Opera Houses was inspired by a story in Vantage Points 5. Vantage Points is a five-book series sharing nuggets of history from the southwest corner of our province. Please visit vantagepoints.ca and visit discoverwestmen.com. Our community page features all the past and upcoming Vantage Point stories. On behalf of the Turtle Mountain Souris Plains Heritage Association, I'm Betty Sawatsky. See you later.